And from Northern Ireland to Scotland, where parliamentary elections will take place this week, with Nicola Sturgeon's SNP in the hunt for an overall majority that could ease the way forward to a second Scottish independence referendum. Well, journalist Leslie Ruddock is following the campaign and she joins us. Welcome to the programme.
Hello there.
So will the pro-independence Scottish National Party pull off a majority this week? And if so, would this guarantee a new referendum in the near term?
Well, it's looking likely that there will be a working majority for the SNP. And because Holyrood is a proportional parliament, that is quite an achievement. Last achieved in 2011, when Alex Salmond was leader, and leading to the Edinburgh Agreement with David Cameron that came up with the lawful first referendum, independence referendum. So the template is there should that threshold be triggered, at least by history. However, of course, it's not David Cameron there. It's maybe once bitten, twice shy for the British government. Boris Johnson has said repeatedly that whatever happens, there's no mandate that he sees for another independence referendum. So on the face of it, it looks like stalemate.
And if the SNP falls short of the overall majority, where would that leave things? Does that even weaken further the possibility of a new referendum anytime soon?
Well, it does. But I mean, if Boris Johnson has already said, look, you could have 100% SNP MSPs at Holyrood and we're still not talking to you, it's hard to see how that shifts legitimacy at all, especially when there's another independence party, the Greens, who are very likely to increase their share and very likely in almost every opinion poll to produce a joint majority at the very least, which is a pro-independence one.
How do you see, Leslie, any of this affecting politics in Northern Ireland, where unionists are, of course, seeking to overturn the Northern Ireland Protocol at the moment?
Yes. Well, I mean, as I grew up in Belfast myself, and there's many Scots like me who are kind of, you know, back and forth across the Sheacht a lot. So we're very watchful of one another's politics. I mean, clearly, if Scotland looks like it's going its own way, that does further destabilise Northern Ireland. It would seem to weaken the unionist case because it begins to look like Britain is actually breaking up. If that's true, where would you like to be? You know, still on the big ship, still on a dinghy bobbing along at the back, or trying to make some more formal arrangements with the government on your own island? So I guess it changes the balance, you know, the terms of trade for unionism in Northern Ireland in a way that must feel quite alarming.
Now, another element of this election is that the former First Minister, Alex Salmond, has a new party called ALBA. He may gain a few seats. They're saying maybe between 5 and 8. Could Nicola Sturgeon need his support in the future for an independence push? And could these two work together, given the bad blood that's been between them in recent times?
Well, most of the polls are actually not showing the ALBA as getting any seats whatsoever. And that really does come as a bit of a surprise. I think myself, there probably will be a couple of seats and there may be some shy ALBA supporters, very much as there have been shy Tories. But there's no prospect really of joint working. The hostility that was created during that whole inquiry process into Holyrood's handling of harassment complaints against Alex Salmond has just left pretty bad blood. I think a lot of independence supporters would worry as well about a car that's potentially being driven simultaneously by two drivers. Even mm-hmm. if you don't like the one that's behind the wheel, you still just need one singer, one song at some point. So I'm not sure there would be huge happiness about someone potentially with just one seat trying to be the tail that wags the dog.
OK. And just, Leslie, just briefly and finally, it looks like whatever happens, Nicola Sturgeon will still be the First Minister because you say not too many people want the job.
Well, not too many people are unrealistic enough to suggest that they're actually going to get the job. I mean, nobody wants hoots of derisive laughter at the claim that you could be the next First Minister when no opinion poll has shown you getting even half the SNP's vote. So the big contest really is for second place. Will it be the Tories who were the most recent second place? Although Douglas Ross is no Ruth Davidson and not as calm a performer. Or could Labour sneak back into second with Anas Sarwar, the first Muslim leader of any political party in Britain?
OK, Leslie, thank you very much for joining us. Leslie Ruddock there on the Scottish elections.